Herbert has come under criticism after a leaked recording featured the incumbent making promises to lobbyists who gave to his campaign, calling himself Available Jones. At an event last week in Logan, Herbert said that his campaign team has been completely transparent in disclosing donations.
We've been open and transparent. We've been very willing to, as soon as we get donations, say who they come from. For all the criticism I receive from my opponent, he's doing the same thing. He, in fact, has said, I've talked to the same business people that the governor's talked to. So evidently going and meeting with them, being available to talk with them, is okay. The only difference is he says he's not receiving any donations and has found some way to blame me for that.
Johnson's campaign has been greatly helped by contributions from Overstock.com founder Patrick Byrne, who gave $250,000 in both May and June. Johnson says that Herbert has not been fully upfront about promises made to campaign donors.
Frankly, I never looked at his financial disclosures until this Available Jones comment. Then I've seen that his request to the moneyed elite was that he needed $1 million in a 6-week period. He was able to raise that. And I think it's because he promised access and he promised favors. I don't think he's been transparent in saying what he'll do for that money. I think you don't get caught the first time you do something. To me, I think this has probably been part and parcel of his administration for quite some time.
Herbert's campaign has raised over $1,267,000 since April. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.